All right, I'm a little rusty on the recording, so just needed to hit record so we can have this call recorded. Anyways, so we're super excited. We've got Ambition coming up over Labor Day weekend. For those of you who have never been, and this is your very first Ambition, just know it is going to be exciting, amazing, over the top. Stay at the host hotels, meet people, bring your vitamins because it's going to be amazing. This will be our 13th Ambition to attend, and it never gets old. So make sure you get registered. If you're not clear about what it is, you can get details in the event center at events.ambitenergy.com. You can also get to the event center through your power zone. There's always a banner that runs about Ambition. And then we woke up yesterday morning super excited about the Summer Camp Stars promotion being extended through July 12th. So if you know, were one of those people who waited till the very last minute to start talking to people about the business because you wanted to take advantage of the last few days of the promo, never fear. All those efforts, even in the last, you know, the 11th hour, actually will get to pay off because you've got another few weeks of that. So we are excited about that. But I'm going to turn the call over to my husband, Richard Amoedo.
All right, guys. So as Mary said, we've got a great, great special guest with us tonight. And it's someone I don't know very well, though we've had her speak at Power Trip off of so many recommendations of other leaders. I've had a privilege of meeting her a couple times and seeing her speak. But I've never actually been able to have much of a personal conversation with her or share a meal with her. And she's an absolute fireball. And I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, about her story as well. So, you know, she has hit every possible record or broken records so far just in her short time in Ambit with Fast Track RC, SC, EC, Comma Club inside of about 12 months, which is absolutely amazing. I can only imagine what she's going to do in 2019 when it's all said and done. So, guys, would you please help me welcome Holly Martin? Holly, are you there?
I am here. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Fantastic. Hope you've had a great weekend.
Yes. I spent the weekend with Tian Bui and their whole team in Indiana yesterday. It's been a really powerful Ambit weekend.
You know, it's funny. You probably spend more time with Tian Bui than I do, and he lives 5 minutes from my house.
That's funny. Wherever he goes, if he's nearby, I go.
I hear you. That's great. You know, the other thing I didn't know, and Mary was doing a little, you know, junior detective work on you on social media and everything. You have 5 children?
So I do. So I have three daughters, and then I had 2 children. So right now I have 3 daughters.
Got it.
Lots of kids.
Yeah, that's a lot to, you know, that's a lot to manage. I think about sometimes with our kids, and we've got a pretty good spread. You know, Brittany's 22, about to be 23 in August. Vivian's 14, and Zachary's 11. So it's like the span between Brittany and Zachary, and then you got, you know, Vivian dropped there in the middle. So we juggle lots of different seasons of life with where those children are at right now. Well, that's awesome. Well, tell me, you know, just everybody, you know, just a little bit about your background, you know, before Ambit, and then kind of what had you get started with Ambit?
Yeah, so my background, I started network marketing right after I graduated college. So I graduated from BYU. I got a bachelor's in business management, and my dad was visionary. He was fortunate enough. He said to me, "You should really check out what my coworker's daughter's doing. She was in network marketing." And so rather than get a job, I met her and I started my own business. And so I did that company for about 11 years and had a lot of success. I worked a lot of hours. I didn't have a whole lot of balance as far as family and work and everything. And then I left that company and did another company for 2 years. And both product companies. And I found at the end of all that time, the residual was just not there. You know, I felt like I was spinning my wheels. I would do the one-time transaction, but the auto ships just weren't coming. And so I went online to Indeed.com and I answered an ad. And so that ad, Lupita Flores had posted, and she had me come on Tuesday. She said there was a executive consultant from Missouri going to be there and just really built him up. And so I showed up at Barnes & Noble and met Mir. And that pretty much sealed the deal. You know, I met him and he cast a vision right away from that very first thing. And he said to me, what do you want that you've never gotten any other company? Because once he knew I had done network marketing, the conversation, you know, changed. And I said, I've never earned a trip. So I'd earned free cars and lots of bonuses and jewelry, and but I really wanted a trip and said, and I like to be on stage. And so he said, well, I will have you on stage, you know, as an executive at the thing, and you'll be on that trip if you do, you know, if you follow direction and do what I say. And that was February 1st of last year. So I didn't know that, but that was the first day of the new trip qualifications. And then, you know, he gave me the best direction, the best mentoring, coaching, and I listened to him. And 6 months later, you know, he made that possible. I got to go to Ambition as an executive and earn that first 5-star.
That's incredible. You know, I've got to spend some time with Max Sood, and he's obviously one of our great leaders in Ambit. So I think anyone that gets in his presence is blessed, whether you're in his downline or if you're cross-line to him at any of his events. So I was up there there in Illinois at one of his events. I was blown away about what they were doing up there. So it's incredible. So you had, I guess, how much time had you spent in network marketing, I guess, before Ambit Energy?
It was 12 years. So my whole adult life, I never had a job. So I never had like a clock in, clock out, had a boss. It was just network marketing.
Wow.
So you had, I feel very fortunate.
So you had 12 years of R&D, and we'll get people that join Ambit that won't spend 12 days, you know, pounding phones or, you know, meeting people or going to a meeting or going to a training. But you had 12 years of R&D with other companies that just, you know, I'm assuming you made some money in those companies, but never hit the mark that you really wanted to hit.
Right, I did. There's a lot more expenses when you do a product company. So for a lot of that time, I was the sole provider, you know, for my kids and the other companies. So I made a good income, but the expenses going out and then the legwork on the sampling and the mailing. And when it really figured out how much I was spending and how much time I was spending and all the back end, it wasn't that much money. And so that's the biggest thing I saw with this. Immediately when I saw it, I thought, oh my gosh, I don't have to sample anything. You know, I don't have to mail anybody stuff. I don't have to call and beg them to reorder. This is it. I'm going to be able to work less and make more. And after 10 years in a company, I made more this last year in Ambit than the 10th year in another company that I had built for that much time because of the amazing service, you know, and not being a product of the compensation plan. And Ambit is like no other.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think when people get involved with Ambit, especially if you've had a background in network marketing, you definitely see a tremendous difference. But what was the moment, Holly, that you realized that Ambit Energy, it was like, this was it for you? Like, this was really going to make this was going to be the thing.
It was after I hit executive and then after I went to Ambition. So it's kind of like a little bit over that time period of going there and having like set the goal and reached it. It just, I had made that promise to myself. And so just having hit that showed me like, I really can do this. And then being on the trip, and being with Jerry Thompson Jr. and all the other leaders and just seeing the people that are in this company. And like, this is my tribe. This is who I want to do life with. This is who I want to be around, you know, and I know if I keep going this path, I will get what they have. And so really that trip in October to the Bahamas was amazing. It was life changing.
Yeah, I think people who've never been on a 5-star before don't realize it's not really the 5-star experience that makes the trip. It really is the people that you're with. So I totally get what you're saying. And, you know, some of our very best friends, like some of our friends for life, are friends that we've met in Ambit Energy and just people you really want to be with. So you are absolutely right about finding your tribe. You know, you've been in the business now just a year and a half, really, right? What do you know now that you wish you had known when you got started?
A couple things. So sometimes when I think about like learning, I almost think back to like when I first started network marketing in my first company, because I kind of got through the overcoming rejection and I'd worked through the fear of failure before, you know, I started in this. And I think the biggest thing when I first started like in this industry was being unattached to the outcome. So that when I go and present it to somebody, just to know that whether they do or they don't, if you can just walk away not affected, you know, and go on to the next person and just keep going and not letting yourself have those setbacks. And so I think if you can, in the very beginning, just know it's in numbers and know some people are going to say yes and no and not take it personal, that would be the fastest thing to be able to get people to keep going, because they get so hung up on the one person that said no and they should have, and they retell the story and they relive it. But if you cannot do that and keep moving, then you'll create momentum and draw more of what you want to you because you're now focused on more of what you want.
So if you could change one thing about your story, what would it be? I know for us, you know, I always tell people in a lot of cases with consultants, most consultants have two dates, the date they join and then the date they start. Our date we joined was in September of 2006. The date we started was April of 2007. So, you know, we sat on the fence for a while, and sounds like you joined and started the same minute, all at the same time. So, but if there's anything you would change about your story, what do you think you would?
Yeah, I think it would be, I feel like I started February 1, and then I did two 90-day pushes back-to-back. Like, I essentially hit it February, March, April, you know, then May, June, July, and got the EC and, you know, earned my first goals. And then at that point, I wouldn't say that I let up, but I definitely, you know, sometimes you reach that goal and if you don't have that next goal, like right there and like going to hit it really hard. And so once you reach your goal, having that next goal already lined up and just running for it right away. And, you know, as you go, take the time, the leaders, I have some amazing leaders. Clearly that's how I have the team that I have because my people are amazing. The time invested, you can never, it's never a waste of time to invest in your leaders, you know, and so even taking more time with the people that are here doing life with me. And so I do that now. And I think in the very beginning, I didn't take the time out to do that as much because I was so concerned with moving to the next goal. And so I think really pouring into your people and building your team and your leaders as you go. So they're equipped to come with you even faster.
That's good stuff. Well, you mentioned those two 90-day pushes that you did. Talk about what a 90-day push looks like for you.
Yeah, so for me, it's kind of putting aside, I didn't have girls' nights, I didn't take vacations during that time, putting off anything that wasn't really pressing. So honestly, at that point, it was Andit and my family. There wasn't really a whole lot else going on because I knew I'd rather pay now and play later. So I'd rather take and squish a couple years worth of work into a small amount of time and build something and get to a place where then I can maximize my income and maximize everything on the other end. And so it was, it involved talking to a lot of people. You know, essentially for me, it's calling, setting up appointments. I love face-to-face. I go and I'm working sessions with my team and then going and setting up, meeting new people and helping people on my team build their team as well. So every single aspect was involved with reaching out and getting new contacts. Following up and then identifying the runners and then going along with them or bringing them along with me. And so I did that. That was every time outside of my family time was really spent, you know, doing that. And I look back and I have zero regrets that I would do it 1,000 times over because when that triple pay happened after ambition and you're an executive, you'll be so glad that you didn't go out and have a girls' night. Or honestly, I don't have a TV, so TV is not a distraction for me. I don't have a lot of other things that do distract me. I stay pretty on point. And I spent a lot of time with personal growth, knowing if I want to build this fast. So my biggest team in my other businesses was like 200 and 250 people. We have exceeded 1,200 people on my Ambit team right now. And I knew that to be able to lead a larger team, I got to be a better leader. And so I did spend a lot of time investing, going to events. Your power trip last April was huge. That was a huge, huge game changer for me. There were things I heard there that I took and made promises to myself and used that to propel, you know, the rest of the time. So the 90-day push is investing in yourself on that and then as well as personal growth and then just investing time in people.
So you said a lot in that little bit, Holly, and so I've got a couple of questions for you. So one of the things I heard you say is, you know, it was really just Ambit and family. And we have people on the call who work a job and they have already other commitments that they've committed to. What would you say to them, especially as we're moving into ambition, winding down our quote unquote our Ambit year and gearing up for the start of our new Ambit year? What would you say to those guys?
Yeah, I would. What I always say is take your calendar, and mark out your non-negotiable time. So you might mark out 8 to 5, that's non-negotiable, like Monday through Friday. I mark out Sunday morning, you know, go to church till noon, that's non-negotiable. So those I have to do. And then if you have something with a child on a random night, you know, you put that in. And then if you look at the rest of your time, we all have enough time in enough pockets to make this work the way this business is set up. And so even after a 40-hour work week, there are still a lot of time. And so looking at the spaces you have left and then being intentional. And so putting your ambit time, whether it's a business presentation, even if you don't have anyone to meet with Saturday for coffee, you're marking your calendar, I'm having some coffee appointments on Saturday morning. And just by setting that intention and speaking it and believing it, you will go out and you will attract people, you will talk to people. And when you mention I'm available to meet Saturday morning for coffee, they'll be available. They'll have a friend to bring along. The new person that you bring will be available that time. So mapping it out and deciding that time is going to be productive. And if you don't have someone to meet with, then that's a good prospecting time. And then when someone calls and wants to go do something, or there's a season for everything. I try to do service. I was PTA president during all of this, and I do that. But at the same time, I wasn't going to volunteer to organize the walkathon this year. And that's just an example of PTA. So I can still go and I can still serve my kids in the school, but I'm not signing up for that extra thing because I knew I was pushing for my goal during that time. And so just being intentional, and that's just for a season. You know, there'll be later in time when I'm going to have all the time in the world to go to the school and volunteer. I mentor at the school, and it's 30 minutes a week. You know, so something like that, that's important to me. So that's on my calendar. I go and I spend that 30 minutes, but I'm not going to volunteer to be the mentor coordinator who outside of that is calling and arranging things. So just being intentional on the things that are important to you, doing it. But then the extra during this goal time in between now and ambition, it's just going to have to wait. You're just going to put that on hold and being okay with it. And so it's almost like, I always call it, intentional neglect. And so there are things I intentionally neglect. I remember last year it was school was starting again. I forgot to go back to school shopping for my kids' clothes. And that first day their pants were high water. And I was like, oh shoot. And so, but they survived and they were okay. You know, and we have choices financially now that they don't mind. And when their college is paid for, so just long-term thinking, you know, short-term, I'm giving up this for long-term. So with your schedule, when you do have it, you might be tired. You might not feel like doing it. Do it anyway, because even with full-time job and even with family obligations, there's still, it's absolutely positive. 98% of the people on my team all work full-time, you know, and they've all have tons of fast track regional seniors all moving up. So it really, there's no excuse. Once the decision's made, you can make it happen regardless of any outside factor.
That is really great. I wrote down intentional neglect. Richard, you said it, and Richard and I looked at each other like, oh, that's a really great term. So we're totally feeling that. But I do love what you said. It is so applicable. I think a lot of times people schedule their absolute necessities, like non-negotiable time, but they also don't schedule that space in their calendar for this is when I'm going to meet people for coffee. This is when I'm going to do home meetings. This is when I'm going to make phone calls. And they let that that time just go by without having something scheduled, and it's unintentional neglect of their ambit business. So I just love that real great, practical way to schedule your ambit business in. But, you know, one other thing that you said is, you know, coming a power trip. You heard some things that you were applying. And one of the things I can tell you, and this is for everybody on the call, is every time I go to a big training or a big event or a local event, I always try to take away at least one thing I can apply immediately. You might take pages and pages of notes. You can't apply everything. But tell me about that, Holly, about how do you keep charge and really just keep your iron sharpened when you're moving 9 to nothing in this business?
You know, the biggest thing that I heard in Power Trip, and I'm so grateful for that, was the weekly check. I believe it was Coach Alan Johnson was talking about every week, you know, I was pretty new in, this was like my second month in, I'm at Power Trip, and I was like, he said, raise your hand, he promised you're going to leave here, you're always going to have a weekly check, and I raised my hand, and I'm like, I promise, forever and ever in ambit, I will have a weekly check. And I've never not had a weekly check, ever. I've never not had a direct deposit on Thursday since I've been in. And taking that away, that is a game changer. I mean, that has been, and I think had I not been there and not like committed to that at that moment and that really resonated with me, it could be a little different outcome because I would not have been obsessed with the fact that I've got to have a new coded consultant in with their customers this week, every week, you know, no matter what, because it's the small wins build and that creates momentum, and momentum makes us look really good. You know, and I really feel like in the very beginning I created momentum and it just hasn't stopped. And so I haven't had to work as much, honestly, as if you stop and start. And I've done that in other businesses where I started and stopped and started and stopped. It's a lot of work. But if you just take small wins, you know, you pick something for you, whether it's the weekly check or it's however many phone calls or meetings or, you know, showing the plan however many times, and you promise yourself, you make that commitment and you keep doing it, then you will build, you'll build momentum and it gets easier, you know, and you keep going. And so I can't remember your exact question, but that was just a thing that really, really changed everything for me. You know, you go to events and I always bring something home and then get into action within the 24 hours of leaving. And that's made all the difference.
Yeah, I think that's probably a skill and a habit that top income earners have in network marketing all across the board, like not just in Ambit, but in the industry. It's consistently attending trainings, taking a piece of training and immediately applying it. So often people go to training events and they don't immediately apply it, or they never apply it. They just go to training after training after training. They feel really great. They feel really inspired, but they don't take the actual practical training piece and apply it, so they don't ever get the results that they're looking for. So I love that you applied that. And I remember early on somebody telling me, and I couldn't even remember what leader it was, and I probably heard it more than one time, was that if you want a big monthly paycheck, you need a big weekly paycheck and lots of them. Mm-hmm. So the only thing you can pace and track is your weekly paycheck. And so that was always our goal, is what did we want our weekly paycheck to hit? And then once we hit that goal, what's the new goal? What's the new goal? And so that was always our goal, was to get our weekly paycheck up so we could have a big monthly paycheck.
You know, so what would you say if it doesn't sound like there was, but maybe there was, your greatest challenge in Ambit, and had you overcome it?
Yeah. So there's so many challenges. I tell you, I've cried so many times through this, just from, I mean, total frustration. Just, we're working with people. I love this business. I work with people, and the hardest part about this business is working with people. And I think when you see someone that has so much potential, and so much capability, and they don't see it in themselves, that's hard, because you want it more for them than they want for themselves, and that doesn't work. And so you can want to help them and do things, and in the past I would go and, you know, just keep going. It doesn't work, and you have to just let that go. And so that's really hard, to not to let that happen, because it's their own, you know, they're their own person, they're grown ups, they're going to make their own choices. So that's been hard. And then having overall, I think Mir always says I'm coachable, and I really, really, really try to be teachable and coachable. And so I feel as a whole, my team is really coachable and teachable. But there are definitely times when people don't, they kind of want to make their own way. And so it makes it harder. And it slows them down. And so that's always challenging, when I'm like, I have the answer, you know, but some people, they have their own idea and they want to do it that way. And you just have to let them. And then they usually figure out the Ambit way is the right way. So those have been challenging. And then you can't please everybody. And I learned a long time ago, and I don't try to, it's still hard sometimes when people get frustrated with me or and stuff like that, because you do want people to like you, but I realize that's not going to happen. Everybody's not going to like you. So those are things that I've worked on, getting pretty good at, you know, over years and years, to just get over and just really ultimately try to serve everybody. And I know when I go to try to serve them and my heart's right, and then however it's received is just how it's received, and just be okay with it.
That's good stuff. You know, it is probably one of the hardest things that leaders deal with. And I say deal with, because I think it's ongoing. If you actually legitimately have a heart for people and them achieving their best, and when you see that glimmer of light inside of them, and then you watch them squash it, it's hard to watch, and you want to see what you can do to help them see that. But that's the biggest risk we do as leaders, is we spend too much time with the wrong person. And it's not that they're the wrong person. It's just, it's the wrong season for that person. And and it may never, ever be the right season, but that's, again, like you said, it's their choice. They're big people. They make their choices. They, you know, they make their bed and they lie in it. So a couple things. We've got a few minutes left here. Do you have something you want to chime in on?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mary signaled me. I didn't know what she was talking about. So what, you know, we're coming up on ambition. We've got new consultants on the line. We've got, you know, RCs, SCs, ECs. Who knows? We probably, hopefully we got some NCs on this line. They shouldn't be sleeping. It's too early. You know, what would you want to leave with them? You know, and I'd say probably more, you know, tailor it more towards the person that's new, that's fighting it, the MC, the RC that's fighting it out, and maybe hasn't been to an ambition yet.
I would, so a couple things. The first is reach up. I feel like you're in business for yourself, but you're not by yourself. I feel like every day someone, I'll call them or I'll talk to them and they'll be like, wow, this helps so much. I didn't know I could call you. Or I didn't know I was supposed to call you. I hear that a lot. And I'm always like, yes, you're supposed to call me. You know, that's the whole deal. You're new. You don't know how to do this yet. So you want to find someone. We joked about, like, I go where Tian is, I go where Mir is, because they know more than me. I want to be where they're at. And so I talk to, you know, daily and go where they are to be where they are. So if you are feeling like, you know, I want to go to the next level, I don't really know what to do, you need to go get in the space of someone who's where you want to be, get on the phone with them, and then you need to model what they're doing. But you can't do that unless you're in communication with them. And I'll add, when you're calling them, you're solution-oriented. So we're not reaching up to complain. You're reaching up to get advice and to get solutions to move you forward for those people, and then showing up. For 13 years, I've gone to a weekly business presentation / sales meeting for a network marketing company. I've attended the big company event. Every company has that, like, once a year, and then the smaller ones throughout the year. I mean, and I would attribute that 99% of longevity in this industry, you know, in this business, is always showing up, being there in the space of like-minded people, having that energy, going away with the belief, and then putting it into action. And so those things, reaching up and getting the direction for the next step, because you're new, and if you don't know what you're doing, or if you're an RC, you might not know what, you know, you need to get to senior. And if you've been a senior for a while and you want to get to EC, find someone that is there and have them help you tweak what it is you need to do to get there. And then conferences, I mean, ambition, the bonus money alone. I mean, going there was amazing. It was better than I expected it to be. But the money that's attached to our conferences is, it's just, you can't miss. You can't not go there. And we're actually doing one, if you're in the Midwest, we're having Big Al Schreider. He is a national trainer, come to Champaign, Illinois, and Central Illinois, July 13th. And I'll post a link on there too. So I'm hosting that along with some ECs and NCs. And so just any chance I have to be around people that are going to sharpen me and help me move my business forward. And then the key for those of us that have been to a lot of events is to bring our new people, bring people that haven't been there. So it's great to go, but I certainly don't go and I don't show up every week, every month by myself. And so the whole point is to bring your team along with you, because they're going to do what you do. And so I promise, if you don't go, your team will absolutely not go. And you're really setting them up for failure and doing them a huge disservice, because those are essential. In Eric Worre's book, like, the main couple things to be successful in network marketing, going to events is at the top of the list. And so that is a non-negotiable. I've never missed an event. I remember going with 6-week-old babies. I've gone to events. I had 3 babies, like, back-to-back in network marketing, you know, going very pregnant. Just, there was never any excuse not to go. And so I'll continue, always be there, and then just paint that picture and bring your people with you.
Yeah, I think that's so important, Holly, especially since you've been there with a baby and how difficult that is to just juggle an infant in the event. But I couldn't agree with you more. It is so important for you to go and be there, because it makes such a huge difference for yourself and for your team. So don't just go by yourself. Go, bring your team, encourage people to go. You are going to have to stretch people outside their comfort zone to get them to ambition, and it makes such a huge difference to be there. You know, we cannot replicate the experience of being there, but even more so, you got to get there in order to take advantage of the bonuses that are only for people who attend Ambition. So just make sure you go there. Mm-hmm. You gave such great nuggets on this call. I took tons of notes. But before we wrap up, is there anything you'd like to share with everybody on the call? Just from your experience, you've got a vast like just a broad experience in network marketing with a whole lot more time. I honestly, almost as much time as Amit's been around, you've been in network marketing. So is there anything else you want to share with everybody before we wrap up the call?
Yeah, I can really briefly share entrepreneurship and like being in Ambit is the greatest self-discovery program with a massive compensation plan attached to it. So if you really think about, you know, there are the scripts and there is the plan and I follow the plan. But as I follow the plan, knowing that I've got to work on myself and get better. And so keeping your energy high, your positivity, feeding yourself, speaking affirmations, just constantly doing things to better you and being that person, because we don't have a product. So I don't have anything. I've done weight loss and cosmetics, and I've done things where they'd get a result and then they'd be excited. There's no product. We are the product. And so work on you. You're your number one product, and you're the reason they join. And so take time out when you're doing your business, you know, to listen, to be a good listener. That's huge. And then as well, just to be the type of person that people want to follow. And so we do that by just sharpening ourselves constantly. And so keep your attitude is everything. I will say that for sure. It will determine your destiny, and you are your own prophet. So right now when you get off this call, speak where you're going to be and see yourself there and believe it, and you can do it.
That is awesome, Holly. You literally breath of fresh air tonight. I mean, I pray that the people that are on this call tonight will take the recording that gets posted on topambitleaders.com. It'll be up there probably by Tuesday, maybe sooner. I do know Brian's assistant is traveling, so it might take a day or two, but I hope they spread this around, because literally there's training in here for MCs, RCs, SCs, ECs, and I think this training would work for some ECs that I know too, so for some NCs that I know as well. So really awesome job tonight. I loved hearing your story. It's just, you know, you've gone through so many things that consultants are going through the first time in Ambit with their experience of network marketing. And what's scary is that sometimes they take themselves out of the game to put them in something else that looks shiny, but then they find out that it's like, oh my gosh, this is where the money was at. This is where the residual, this is where the actual financial freedom actually gets delivered. So don't go looking elsewhere. Figure out how you need to get better here and build your story here. And I just think it's awesome. It's just, you know, the things that you've accomplished in such a short amount of time, hopefully is inspiring to people, letting them know, listen, you know what, you can shorten the curve. You know, if you would have found Ambit 12 years ago, you might have had a different story and a different experience in network marketing. But, you know, you started on the path that you did, and you took that experience and you put it in the right machine and exploded it. So that's just incredible. I look forward to seeing your growth and all your future accolades, because I know we will be seeing a lot more of you. And thanks a bunch. The other thing I also want to mention is that, you know, Big Al, I'm not going to be at that event that you're doing, but Big Al was one of the first people I got exposed to when I was in Ambit. There is no better storyteller on the planet. And if you've got a chance to go to the event that she's talking about, get yourself there. Big Al is just a big old puppy. He is incredible. He's a wealth of knowledge, and you will definitely leave that event with a ton of new information to how to tell your story, you know, how to relate to people. I love Big Al. He's a great guy. So look forward to having him back in the Dallas area sometime soon as well. But Holly, what I'm going to do is ask you if you'll stay on the line. I'm going to go ahead and mute the line so everyone can tell you goodnight and thank you. Everyone have an incredible 4th of July, Independence Day, this Thursday. Enjoy the weekend. Be safe. Thank those men and women who have served our country and are serving our country. We do live in a very, very promised land, and I'm very grateful that we get to do so.
Thank you, Richard and Mary. I appreciate this opportunity.
You bet. Happy to have you.
So good night from Dallas, Texas.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.